free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Welcome to Deep Dive Genre. Mala Emde started acting while still at school. She first attracted a great deal of attention in the highly acclaimed docudrama Meine Tochter Anne Frank, for which she was awarded the Young Talent Award of the Bavarian Film Prize. In the same year, Mala made her cinema debut in Offline, Life is Not a Bonus Level. She studied at the Ernst Busch Acting School in Berlin and at the same time appeared in front of the camera whenever her schedule permitted. Mala's first international project was the thriller series Schatten der Mörder, Shadowplay. Her film, Und morgen die ganze Welt, celebrated its world premiere at the 77th Venice International Film Festival, and Mala was honored for her acting performance with the Bisato d'Oro Prize, awarded by the Independent Film Critics. Her next big screen feature, Skin Deep, the movie we're talking to her about today, was also screened in Venice. Mala has been a permanent member of the Basel Theatre Ensemble since 2021. Alongside her stage work, she continues to appear in front of the camera, like in the acclaimed series Oh Hell, or the features Die Mittagsfrau and Köln 75. We talked to her via video call for this interview. Mala Emde, welcome to Deep Dive Genre.
Hello, I'm very happy to be here.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today. You've played an exciting variety of roles in your career so far, and probably no film role shows more of a range in and of itself than Laila or Skin Deep.
Yes.
But before we, no pun intended, dive deep, we'll start off with a few questions about you and your work in general. Can you tell us a bit about your journey to becoming an actor?
Actually, I think it's an ongoing process, right? I guess it started when I was a kid. I think I was 7 years old and I watched children's movies and movies for adults. And then I discovered the making ofs of them. And I immediately really wanted to do that. And I wanted to play other people, but also I really wanted to be on set. And so I grew up in the countryside where there's nothing apart from 400 sheep. And then I always played film set there.
The sheep. So,
yeah, exactly. The sheep 350 was the sound operator. And no. And then I like people said, oh, you can like it's like one day you'll be an actress. And I was like, no, I don't want to be an actress. I want to play. I want to act. So I see it more as an act. It's difficult to say it in English, like as an action and as a becoming. I think nowadays it makes sense to call myself an actress, but I think it's a job that never is at an end point.
Yeah, it's a process.
Exactly. So I really do believe that I am what I do. So I always, and like also as an actress, I am never the full actress. I hopefully become that one. But I don't know if I ever will find it.
Okay. And how do you choose your stories or commit to a project?
I really like films where I can see a subject behind it. So I can see a subjective view. That is why I really like independent cinema, because there I see the author or the you know, the filmmaker. And I see... It's like a good friend who shows you, oh, look at this balcony where there's the three red tones or whatever, you know, like, mm-hmm. Oh, there's the funny cat. So I really like it if I get to know a very subjective view of someone. And then we have also the commercial or the entertainment industry. So also that is interesting to, as an experiment, to see, okay, how can we find the perspective that touches everyone?
Yeah.
And I think it's a very scary thing to do and to try that. So as an experiment, I really like it. So yeah, I think it's all about curiosity.
And is there a difference for you? Because you do also play a lot of theater with the theater projects and like the film and series project, you say?
Yes. Oh, I think it's the first time ever someone asked me that question. I like that. I think it's funny because with films, I see it, I will probably talk about it later as well when you talk about Skin Deep. But with films, I really see my work in selecting the movies a lot. I think I'm in a very lucky position where I can decide often what I want to do. And I think as in music, it's really important to have the silent moments so you can hear the good music tone. And I think it's the same with cinema. You shouldn't be seen in every movie, but in the good ones. And in theater, I don't know. I think I am not that experienced in theater. So once again, it's the curiosity about like, it's just if I can find something. And sometimes it's also if this type of theater speaks to me.
Yeah.
You know, there's like wonderful artists and I really admire what they do, but I don't think it's my, I don't think I can, I am a good instrument for them to play and they are not a good instrument for me to play because I play in different tones.
Yeah. In regards to Skin Deep, how did you get involved in the film or how did the film find you?
It was a very classical process. First, I got an email and they told me who's on board already and the script. And I don't know if you had something like this with interviews but or with people, but sometimes there's a gut feeling and it tells you this is something for me.
Yeah.
I had it not often. Like, I would be curious to hear it from you. I had it maybe 4 or 3 times. And this time I read the email and I was in the U-Bahn. And my agent said, but actually you don't have time for this movie. And I was like, I know I have other movies, another movie there already, but please send me the script. I have a gut feeling. Mm-hmm. And I read it immediately, like in I got it home and I read it.
Yeah.
And then I called the director the day after and he was very surprised because seeming the other actors take the time to read scripts. He was like, oh, I thought you would reply in 3 weeks. And then we talked, and then I got curious about his view of the world. How is it with you? Do you feel like this gut feeling? Do you have it also with people when you interview them?
Yes, definitely. I mean, you can tell there's like, I don't even know how to, there's like something in the air or in the atmosphere, I think. You can tell what it's going to be. You know, if both people are open and ready for a conversation. I mean, sometimes people are not, and that's fine. You know, it depends on where you are at that day. But sometimes, it's the energy that goes sort of back and forth.
True. If we find the right pipeline to have a conversation, right? Sometimes you just are on a highway, 2 different directions.
Yeah. And what I found really interesting about the movie is, you know, usually when movies deal with a theme like that, it's sort of like a comic body swap movie. But this film takes a totally different approach and it shines a light on the complex relationship we have between our bodies and our identities and the parts that, you know, usually we often use to construct our self.
Mm-hmm.
I had this sort of epiphany. It's like, well, that's basically, you know, the job of an actor. I was wondering how meta was it for you? And maybe also, obviously you can't necessarily speak for your colleagues, but how was that experience for all of you being a different person inside your body?
Yeah, these are big questions. I maybe start very personal and I feel a little embarrassed to tell this story, but I do it anyway. I once sat with my best friend. I was in Munich, as you are now. And he called me and was like, Mala, there's this director and I have dinner with him. Do you want to join? I was like, okay, because he sounded like, can you please be on my side? And I was like, I don't know this guy, but yes, sure. And we had dinner and at this dinner table, the director, he was a documentary filmmaker, he asked me, so you're an actress. So does it mean you have a very strong personality and therefore you can like go into other personalities? Or does it mean you don't have any personality and that's why you always seek for others? And I'm much younger. And I was like, this question, like I didn't tell him at this moment. I tried to be like very confident and I don't know, answer something meant to sound smart, but probably wasn't. Later, I found out it was the favorite director of my friend and he was super nervous. But this question really, like, really touched me. And I thought about it for a very long time. And I still haven't found the answer. But I think it's both. It's honestly, it's both. Because I think somehow you need to have a lack inside of you. I don't want to say a wound, but like an open part where you always feel like hungry for more.
Yeah.
And you don't get satisfied up until you play someone else and you can walk in their world. At the same time, you need a strong personality. I like to see it as a piano, you know, like I need to have the different keys. And that doesn't mean I play only in the eingestrichene C, you know, like in the this or whatever. But like in the whole variety, I have the possibility to play. And therefore, I need roots. I need at the same time the connection to the sky, whatever, you know, like I need so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, so it's both. And with Skin Deep, it was a totally new work. And that's why I really liked to do it, because I thought, okay, actually, this movie can be really embarrassing and shit, or it can be pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And that felt good, to do a movie where both is really possible. And no one could show us how to do it. Honestly, yeah. Like Alex Schad, our director, it was his first feature film. And he's very, very, very talented. We could see it in his previous short movies. And I really wanted to see him doing this. But also he had to invent preparation, because no one did that ever before.
Yeah, because I wondered how much time all of you had to try out the different versions of, like, I was going to say inhabiting the different bodies, but more like you being inhabited by the other characters.
So right.
I would imagine it's sort of like maybe some mirroring or...
Yeah.
I have no idea how that worked. That was very
What would you do? What do you think we do? What do you think? What did you think we did?
Well, I guess you, once everybody has their character... Well, figured out is probably too much, but sort of has a feel for their character and knows what kind of traits or maybe tics they want them to have. You share that and then you try and see how that maybe would work. You mm-hmm. played.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That was one thing we did. So we did a round table where everyone talked a bit about the character's past. And then about tics, we all should find one specific thing for each character. For example, a French accent for the one person, or a specific manner of moving or eating.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then honestly, it was a very like ego-free working experience, because we really had to open our books. Like every actor, it was not like the secrets of every actor. But we really had to be like, okay, here's my open book. That's how I work. And that's what I know. And I prepared, for example, for my character, Layla, I prepared all the scenes knowing that I wouldn't play her. So I worked much more than you think I did. And all the other characters as well. Like I don't want to. So it was really ego-free, because you did the work also for the others. So what we did at a later process, then we had songs for every character.
Yeah.
So what we did is I played the scene.
Mm-hmm.
So the original, I am the original Layla. Mm-hmm. So I played original Layla in the scene. And then someone else who took my body said, like, she watched the scene, or he watched the scene. And then he played it after I played it. So they once saw me doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really complicated. And forget it. Like, you can imagine now me already being confused how it was on set. So it's like, so Layla then is Fabienne. Mala is doing... You know,
who's playing who?
Yes. Yeah.
Man. And the other thing that I thought was very interesting, because film is obviously such a visual format. And
right.
Even though, you know, we all know looks aren't that important, we also know that they are not unimportant.
Mm-hmm.
Were you, or maybe, I don't know, if you talked with the director about this, was he worried at all that this might be an issue, that the audience would have trouble holding the connection to the actors because of these visual, let's call them variations?
Yeah. I think it was an experiment, and it was a scary one with high stakes, because it was like a research. What is it that we connect to? Is it the story? Is it your eye color that I remember when I saw it in the first picture? Or is it how you move your eyes when someone talks to you? And I think luckily we experienced that it's not the eye color or the hair color that you connect to, but actually the story and how they move and how they behave in the world.
Yeah.
And that's a strong thesis, because Layla in this movie, like now it gets really meta, but so Layla is sick. She has depression. And kind of the thesis of the movie is, if she So her soul is clean, is free from this depression, but it's her body who has this illness, depression. So the thesis is, if I change my body, my soul actually is like a pure healed soul. And that's, yeah, that's a big thesis now.
Can you tell us your favorite scene from the movie, from Skin Deep, and maybe give our listeners a bit of a behind the scenes background, maybe why it's your favorite scene?
The moment where there's one love scene and they're having a dinner, and I think just like how Thomas and Jonas playing the scene, and it's like a normal scene that we would see a woman and a man in it, and it looks like it, but a man plays it. And your brain and your heart gets very confused, because also it's not a queer scene.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's just very confusing. And that's really nice, because I feel like the scene is just flying above our entities. And I love the scene. I was not shooting on this day, but then I was on the shooting day because, yeah, as I said, it was nothing about like my performance, your performance. Yeah. It was really about the characters. And I just wanted to be there to be like, oh, but like women do it this way, or you button up your shirt in a different direction, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Like, that was just a very beautiful example of it. And my hate scene was the underwater scene, because we had to stop because you get very cold very easily. I didn't know.
Oh man, there was or there is, I guess, a TV series. It's called Altered Carbon. I mean, it's very mainstreamy and
okay,
but I thought it was, and I think I might be wrong, but I think it's based on a manga.
Uh-huh.
But what I thought was very interesting, they also played with the same ideas. And it's sort of basically that you can transport the consciousness of one person into the body of another. But there's a lot of, you know, technical stuff going on. But it's very interesting, because you have these, you know, it's like old people acting like children, or vice versa. And the same as, you know, in like in Skin Deep, you had women in male, or females in male bodies, and the other way around. And then what that does, you know, to watching them, and also you as an audience member, but also seeing how their loved ones react to that, it's very interesting what it breaks open, all of these expectations we have.
In a nutshell, that's for me cinema.
Yeah.
Because I can watch Sehnsucht, you know, like Desire, that was shown at the Berlinale. And it's about two old men having sex fantasies.
Yeah.
And I'm not an old man, but I feel them. And I'm like, dudes, I know what you're talking about. And that's insane, you know? I have nothing in common with them, but I can feel them. And that's really something that is fun for me. And that's one of the most beautiful things for me in the world, when we can connect about things we actually can't. Yeah.
The making of films or series takes up to several years, obviously. Sometimes it's very fast, but usually not. Is it hard for you to let go of the characters that you portray, or are you very professional about this now?
Now I have no chance to say.
I'm sorry. I know.
Sorry.
That or
no,
what?
I don't.
I mean, you do have, obviously, to do the press afterwards, so you sort of get to go back a little. Well, you don't have to, but usually some press involved and sort of get to go back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine that creative process is the process that's the most fulfilling.
Yeah, that's very true. I much prefer the shooting than the press work. But I think it's a process. It depends on the character. So sometimes I'm just very happy to be Mala again, because maybe I did several movies in a row, and then I'm just very craving for just being Mala and eating my muesli how I do it, and not like someone else. I really like that sometimes. It's really freeing when you do it. And at the same time, it's always a little bit hard for me, because in the time when I'm shooting, and it sounds very cheesy, but this becomes my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have so little time with them. I am starting shooting in a week, and I will just have a couple of weeks, and then this person is gone forever. So I just have this pressure of spending as much time as possible with them.
Mm-hmm.
With Layla in Skin Deep, it was a different experience, and it was really new and very interesting for me. Because with Layla, so I really fell in love with her, I played her in these weeks. But this character, she has like her story, and also physically, because we talked about the connection mentally and physically, she has a revelation. So she has her hero story. But because we did the body swap, I didn't play the revelation. I didn't play the let go, the I won this game.
Yeah.
And it was stuck in my body because I didn't play it. And normally I play all the story and then it's told and then I can let go. But this time I felt, even though I was on set and saw it with someone else, because I physically didn't feel it, it was much harder for me to let go of her because my body didn't experience it. And that was really interesting. Like rationally, I knew I can let go, but my body didn't feel it. So after the shoot, I felt like, wow, she doesn't go away. Like, why is she still here? I still sometimes move like her, and I still, that's new. I never had that before. So and during this time, I lived in Paris, and I needed to, or that was my way to deal with it. I took a studio, an art studio, and worked my ass off, in order to have an output of Layla, because I needed to do something with it.
Yeah,
that was my experience with Layla.
Release that.
Very unprofessional, I'd say.
Well, that's I would say in the stories of, you know, people being unprofessional, that is not a story of someone being unprofessional. Talking about the process, obviously, the shooting can be, I would imagine, very fulfilling and exciting. But I know sometimes people prefer the prep work, actually. Do you have a preference, or do you say it's all part of the same big process for one character and you don't make any distinction between those?
Oh, I make distinctions. Prep work is just much harder than shooting, I feel. Prep work, I'm right now in prep work, and like every time.
I'm a list person.
A list person. Oh, yes, I'm also a list person. I'm also a I don't know what I'm doing person. I'm a I want to do more person. I'm like every time I start a project from anew, I'm like, how does this job work again? How do I do this? And it's really nice. I started actually with a colleague, like a letter conversation about how we prep. And I never did this before. Yeah. And it's really nice to exchange with other actresses. I never did. Like, it's really, like, yeah, enlightening. I hate prep. It's the hardest thing. And at the same time, I think it's key. And I sound now very uptight or spießig. I really get very, very angry when people get on set and now unprepared. I really, really dislike that.
Understood. We're putting it out there for everybody. No, but yeah, I get that. And I have to say, I'm always fascinated when I, you know, read about the different or hear about the different processes, because sometimes people say, oh, you know, I make playlists for the character. Or I remember reading in an interview once with an actress. She said, she's like, I have different scents that I use, fumes, and, you know, it sort of gives me a sort of like a cue for my body that, you know, now I'm that character.
I often change my hair color. I love to walk through the supermarket and go shopping with my with my character. Especially in the beginning when I'm still shy or like still have too much respect to go onto scenes, it's a nice entry to I don't know, to go to an ice cream shop and just play, you know? And that's because that's what I like. I like the play of it. And then I can get into the deep shit where your father dies and you have to deal with your unborn child and your depression, you know? But first buy an ice cream as your character and then you can go into that other stuff.
And for the end, where I have a few rapid fire questions for you. Is there a particular story or maybe a genre that you would still like to tackle?
I don't believe in genre. I don't believe in genre actually that much. I look very much like young Madonna. I'm just saying it out loud for the world. Like, check it out. But at the same time, I would love to actually play more people that are unrepresented in cinema. Like French filmmaker once said, like, men live, women try to survive. That's why it's more interesting to watch them in cinema, because cinema is about surviving. And I would love to see more like daily survivors. I don't know, social workers and stuff like that. like Madonna as a social worker is basically the answer.
Well, yes, she is for many people. What would you say is the biggest misconception about the work of an actor or actress from people outside of the film industry?
That the most known actors are the best actors. I don't think it's true.
I mean, if you look at, there's so many great character actors, and it's funny because when you see them, you know exactly, oh, this is going to be a good movie. It's not because who plays the lead, you know, but yeah, because of the other people that are.
Exactly. Yeah. And then I ask my cousin in the countryside of Germany and they never have heard of them. And I'm like, what? You don't? But that's the most talented actor we have.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's sometimes a little bit crazy.
You mentioned that you started acting young, mm-hmm. albeit on meadows with sheep, but still. How has the work changed?
Oh, not very drastically. I'm still on a meadow with a lot of sheep. Honestly, not that different.
It can either be an external change, like how the, I don't know, the system changed, the
or that's a rapid fire question.
That's a rapid fire question.
Okay.
Very slow rapid fire. Or as in how you approach the work.
I think there was a phase in my life where I thought I need to prove myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just the pure truth. Yeah. But I don't think it suits people.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's nicer if you just imagine that you come into a room where all the sheep love you.
Okay. I would almost say this is the perfect last question, but it's not the last question yet.
Oh, no. Okay.
The last question comes now.
Can I ask you, what did change from the, like, how many episodes did you do of this podcast?
There's two podcasts, actually. There's a short, there's the short one, and then there's this one. And I think the short one, we've done like over 80 episodes. And for this one, I think we're now at maybe 50-ish, I would say.
That's a lot. So what did change over the 50 episodes?
I would say the way to ask questions,
mm-hmm.
and the prep work, actually, as well. Mm-hmm. And also, well, it changes every time, but I always find it fascinating the way I have a different energy and rapport with each
mm-hmm.
one.
Mm-hmm.
It's always like a new adventure.
Nice. And what do you want it to be in like 50 episodes when I ask you this question again?
I think sometimes I would like to do live episodes.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure if that's possible sort of organization-wise. But I think that could be very interesting.
That sounds fun. Yeah. Then you're more sitting in the same pipeline as we two are, the audience with us. You get that?
Yeah.
Then probably it's more like a roller coaster and not a pipeline.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's like you're, okay, 3 minutes to go.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Then you have to stop me when I start doing things like that now, asking fire. Like, what
That's
was it?
Perfectly fine.
Rapid fire.
And the last question.
Yes.
Can you share which project you are or maybe you will be working on next, if you can talk about it?
I have already white hair. I'm going to get many tattoos. I am riding a bike constantly and...
A motorbike?
No, not motorbike, like a racing bike.
Oh.
A fixie, you know, like a fixed, so it's a fixed
pedal.
Yeah. Yes.
And you will be starting the shoot soon.
Yes, exactly. I stop here.
Interesting. I will do some snooping.
Yeah, do that.
And that was it. Thank you so much for being with us, Mala. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, it was a pleasure also for me. Thank you for this conversation.
Deep Dive Genre is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.